Jaguars.com Senior Bowl coverage continues. We're joined by the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, Mr. Phil Savage. Hey, it's finally here. After a full year of waiting and working, you finally get this week.
Yeah, it's about 10 months of work in terms of logistics and getting 110 players to Mobile. But we're excited about it. We're very encouraged about the players that we have here. And we're doubly excited about having the Jaguars and the Falcons work the game.
I'm going to put you on the spot. During your press conference a little while ago, just after, somebody asked you about maybe the viability of this game. A lot of juniors coming out now for NFL draft. I think 90-something juniors this year. How does that affect this game?
Well, it obviously erodes at the pool of players for next year. But in terms of the players that are here this year, not so much. I really think that players love to compete. They want to be around other great players. And, you know, I think it's certainly a discussion that's going to have to take place at a higher level than where we are, at the league level, AFCA, American Football Coaches Association. Because when you lose 96 players to declaration early for the draft, I think it hurts college football, and I don't think these players really understand what they're getting into. And unfortunately, they're looking for that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and there's going to be a lot of disappointment come May the 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'm afraid.
Sure. Phil Savage is with us. You visited Jacksonville, well, I guess during two-a-days, right? Give us an idea of your assessment of Dave Caldwell's group and his organization, what you'll see this week.
Sure. I combined a little Reese's Senior Bowl duties with a training camp visit, went to Florida State, looked at their players, then down to University of Florida to assess theirs, and then ended up in Jacksonville for a day. And, you know, the thing that I walked away from the field thinking is a lot of energy. Everyone was so positive on Gus Bradley. You know, the leadership, the passion for the game, the players really buying into it. And I'm thinking in my mind, you know, this is not a very good team. However, so we're going to really find out. The Jags start off 0-8, then boom, they go win four of their next five. To me, that was really symbolic of the buy-in that they've gotten in terms of really pushing the reset button and starting over. So I think Dave and Gus are going to make for a great pair, and I think they're going to do some tremendous things there.
Softball question for you now. What can a coaching staff and a scouting staff get from being involved in a game coaching one of these teams?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the hands-on experience behind the scenes in the meeting room, the classroom capability of these players, then the coaching on the field in terms of techniques and understanding. Although the schemes are limited, there still has to be some learning that takes place. So I think that, and then the interaction, not only with their own team, but, you know, Thursday night, they're actually going to swap teams and get some quality time with the North squad, and the Falcons will get the South for 2 or 3 hours. So I think all of that can really help in terms of giving you a head start going into the combine and on this whole pre-draft evaluation process.
I think Gus Bradley said it best. He doesn't want to do it every year, but it's good to do it every once in a while. All right, let's talk a couple positions. Everybody in Jacksonville is asking about the quarterback position. The guys that stand out in this game, who do you think?
Well, I think coming into the game, you know, for the most part, the anticipation is that this is a group of quarterbacks that's fighting to be the fourth quarterback taken. Most are assuming that three juniors are going to go first, and then who's number four? Who's number five? Who's number six? I think Derek Carr from Fresno State comes in, 5,000-plus yards, 50 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, played in a spread shotgun offense the last 2 years. He gets a chance to go under center, take command of the huddle, those sorts of things. You saw during his press conference how positive and motivating he is in terms of wanting to be here and really put a good step forward. Jimmy Garoppolo from Eastern Illinois, of course, just finished up at the Shrine game. He's coming in. A lot of people really wanted to see him in terms of lifting him out of the small school environment and putting him on this kind of stage. But he's another player that threw for 5,000-plus yards in a similar spread-type offense. But I think those are two to really keep your eye on. Of course, you know, Logan Thomas has a lot to prove here. Stephen Morris was at Miami this year, won the passing contest at the Manning Academy, was hurt essentially all year, now has his health. Taj Boyd, also part of the picture here. And then, of course, David Fales from San Jose State. And, you know, Trent Dilfer's a longtime friend. I saw him at ESPN last week. He said, the guy that's going to knock it out of the park is going to be David Fales. Mark my words. So I think we have a good group of quarterbacks.
Hold him to it, and we'll look forward to a great week here in Mobile. Thank you for your time.
Anytime. Thank you.